going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm not a big hockey fan at all, but I'm a casual sports fan. And if it's certain teams in the NHL,
if you're a casual basketball fan, you're watching this series. If you're a casual basketball fan, if you enjoy basketball, you're watching this series.
If you're a basketball fan, but if you're this super NFL fan who doesn't even really like it, like always talking about
it. I'm watching the Super Bowl no matter what, you're not.
Hear me out. If you're a casual NFL fan who just, like, that's what you do, is you love the Chiefs or you love the Eagles. Mm-hmm. And NBA, they be flopping around and all this other stuff, like, it's whatever. Mm. I can watch, like, if it's on, I'll watch it, but I'm not setting my day to the NBA. You watching OKC versus Indiana?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Probably not.
Probably not. And you probably would if it was Lakers-Celtics.
Lakers-Celtics, Knicks, because there's a story behind it. Yeah. Now, once again, I'm telling you and everybody else, I think those people are missing out. I think this is going to be a heck of a series. I think it's going to be a great NBA Finals with high-level basketball being played. I'm excited about the basketball that's going to be played. All I'm saying is the people who say, like, they're not interested, I get it.
Are the same, but those are the same people who are complaining that it's the same teams making it to the finals every year. That's what's crazy.
Well, they don't know what they're talking about.
But do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's
like, oh, we don't want to see the Warriors. We don't want to see, we don't want to see the same team. But so I don't get it. So now there's two.
Those people don't know what the hell they're talking about. Those are people that I just wouldn't listen to because they want to just be, in my opinion, they just want to be upset just to be upset a lot of the times. So, yeah, I don't pay them no mind. It's no big deal.
But I guess I get what you're saying.
I think the finals is going to be dope, though. I can't wait to see the basketball. I'm saying.
It doesn't, like, change things that this is going to be great finals and everybody should watch because if you're a basketball fan, like, it's going to be fun to see.
But here's where I always say, I think it's going to be dope. I'm looking forward to it. But I also watch Big West basketball.
Right.
So
you are on a different, level than just obviously a casual basketball fan.
Right. So somebody who says, like, I'm not watching it unless these two teams are involved.
I think anybody who doesn't watch the finals, they're just not a basketball fan.
I would agree with that.
I don't think that it's even any casual fan of anything is going to watch a series that's, the finals series. Like, you would think if you enjoy that sport.
I'm a casual sports fan. I'm going to watch some of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Like, I'm going to watch it because it's the Stanley Cup playoff.
Right,
like, it's the final. Like, it's the championships on the line.
Right. So I'm certainly going to have it on. Yeah. I'm certainly going to have it on.
So I'm going to watch. I'm going to pay attention to who's up in the series and, the drama that's building. Now, here's another thing with the series. Going into game one, it may not have some people's intrigue. Mm. But series are stories in certain respects. And if you get a close game in game one, if you get, you know, some good games, if you get some mm-hmm. animosity between the two teams, mm-hmm. by the time you get to game four or five, mm-hmm. you'll see those numbers go up a little bit because now there's a story behind this series alone. It don't matter if it's Indiana, OKC. We just see two great teams playing basketball, and now they've got some storylines going on where Neesmith was talking crazy to SGA and, you know, oh, I want to see how this finishes up. Mm. Like, who are they talking? Okay, I like this.
Free Pops is back in the building, so.
Right.
So you maybe we'll see something there.
Yeah, you bring all that into play, then maybe you may have some people gain interest. I think.
I don't remember Tyrese's dad being, like, crazy at all when he was here. I'm trying to think if there's anything, like, that well, I remember happening.
A lot of the time, it was a lot of COVID time. So him That's being true. In the building and all this other stuff.
Yeah, it was. Because I'm like, I don't remember him ever being
We talked to him all. When Tyrese got drafted. And he was Tyrese Halliburton's dad, yeah. The way you see him now.
I remember like, Marvin's dad was a little bit of a talker. But I don't remember Tyrese's dad being
Marvin's,
like that.
Marvin's dad,
subject.
Yeah, that's a different cat right there. That's a
sore
different
subject.
Cat.
Now we'll have Mr. Ball himself come in here. Then what?
I'd be happy. I like LeVar. I like LeVar. Hey, do you want to play this game that we normally play with Damien? Do you want to play the game?
Yeah, I'm scared. What is it?
It's called Bump It or Dump It.
Oh, Bump It or Dump It. Yeah, I'm familiar.
You're familiar?
Yes.
With our version of Bump It or Dump It.
I've heard you guys do this, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you listen to the show?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I'm not saying I listen every single day. You know, I do things. I got things to do, but you know, I try my best.
Why not? We have a
if
podcast.
If I'm in the car.
On YouTube, you should be listening every single day.
You guys are on my radio when I get in the car every single time in my car. Thank you. Noon to four.
Thank you.
You know I'm tuning in.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Even if Pinky's in the car?
Yeah.
Oh, Pinky loves D-Lo and Casey.
Even when I just boop. Just turn it all the way up.
No doubt. Okay.
She knows about sports. Pinky talks sports.
Shout out Pinky. Shout out JP too. That's my girl. So you know the format. I read a headline and you just say, if it intrigues you and you want to hear more about it and you're like, hey, maybe you want to talk about this, you say bump it. If you're like, this sounds stupid, you say dump it. All right. Let's go with the first one I have. Brian Kelly pushes for SEC Big Ten Alliance.
I'm going to go bump.
Okay. All right. And yet another potential move by the SEC and Big Ten to separate themselves from the rest of college sports. The two conferences are discussing a football scheduling alliance aimed at further strengthening both conferences. LSU coach Brian Kelly said at the SEC spring meetings this week in Florida that coaches in the conference are strongly in favor of establishing a more formal structure to create an annual set of non-conference games involving teams from the Big Ten.
So other teams outside of the SEC can have a better strength of schedule is what they're saying, right? Because I don't see how you get more.
What it sounds like to me is it is exclusive between, like, you know how basketball does the ACC Big Ten challenge?
Yeah.
SEC Big Ten would do that in football. And
But I'm saying it's not going to strengthen. It wouldn't really strengthen the SEC schedule much.
Because if you get – so if you're LSU and you get to, you know, Selection Sunday or whatever mm-hmm. for the college football playoff, if you have a loss on there or a win, mm-hmm. let's just go and win. Mm-hmm. If it's between you and some team from the Big 12, but you have a win at Ohio State, oh, that strengthens your schedule. Yeah. Just you having Ohio State on the schedule.
That's about the one team. That's about the one team.
But if you have a win against Wisconsin and Colorado has a win against Boise State, y'all got the same record, but your win came against Wisconsin and Boise State or Colorado's came against Boise State. Yeah, they're going to look at your strength of schedule and be like, LSU, you played the tougher opponent.
I guess my point is just like the SEC in general has such a tough schedule, but
they do. They do. SEC is kind of throwing a fit because they haven't won the last two championships. So now they're just, everything's an issue.
It's the same thing. Yeah. We don't want to watch yet. We don't want to hear the same old teams making it.
Well, now see, that's actually a great point because people are like, oh, what about the new teams? We want to see the new teams.
Do you?
No disrespect. Nobody was checking for Indiana.
Nobody
in
was. That,
in Indiana and Notre Dame.
Nobody
was. Nobody cared.
Yeah.
But, I think it's a good idea. I understand it. I do understand it. I get it. Let's see.
I don't hate it.
Let's see what else.
That's why I bumped it.
There you go. NFL's hottest tickets.
This is hard because I want to know everything.
Just bump everything then.
Okay, bump it. Bump it up.
Hottest tickets. NFL teams have released their 2025 schedules. And
it's got to be the Raiders.
Raiders what? Although I heard you know what?
Anybody. Because everybody's going to want to go.
Well, okay.
Who doesn't want to see the Raiders?
I heard something over the weekend where I was like, yo, this is going to be popping.
Okay, go ahead.
But we'll get here. Okay. NFL teams have released their 2025 schedules. Even with 4 months to go until defending champion Eagles Cowboys kick off week one, anticipation is building. According to TickPick, the average purchase price in 2025 is $303, 25% more expensive than a season ago.
Wow.
The five priciest games of the year by average price. We'll go from bottom to top. Bears Cowboys on September 21st, $620.
Can I guess one?
Sure.
Cowboys Chiefs on Thanksgiving?
Not on the list.
Dang. Okay.
Not on the list. But you mentioned it a little bit earlier.
Raiders,
Cowboys, number three.
Oh, wow.
It's Monday Night Football. I heard this over the weekend. Wow.
Because all Raiders, the Cowboys fans are about to be there.
They are. Raiders, Cowboys, Monday Night Football in Las Vegas.
Jeez Louise.
That price, that average price, $673 to get in the building for that one. Lions Packers on, I think this is Thanksgiving. Yeah, Thanksgiving. That's going to be $656. Eagles Cowboys isn't even the priciest game of the year. That's the opening game of the season. The Eagles get their rings, unveil the banner, all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That has an average ticket price of $706.
Just because people want to be there for that?
And it's the Eagles Cowboys. The number one game on the docket as far as average price,
mm-hmm.
at a price of $749 on average. Eagles at Chiefs. I think this is probably week two. Yeah, week two. Eagles at Chiefs.
Yeah.
$749.
Sheesh.
That's a lot.
Chiefs fans be paying.
That's a lot of money. Let's see. I got time for one more. Let me see. I want to get something that you might like. Ah, I got you.
Okay.
I got you. Hold on. Let me pull it up. This is definitely in the Sarah Hodges wheelhouse.
This is in the bump?
Yeah. Chanel sales decline amid luxury downturn. Come on. You know you want to know.
Okay, bump it.
What's on your wrist?
Bump it up. I don't have nothing, actually.
Okay,
I literally came with zero jewelry.
Kept
on
it
today.
Low key. Chanel's annual sales declined for the first time
everybody's
since 2020.
Broke. What you want?
With the French fashion house reporting a 4.3% revenue decrease in 2024 to $18.7 billion and a 30% tumble in operating profits. To $4.5 billion. Looks like they need you. Because this one, they talk to you on this one. They're talking to you. We need you to get back into the store. We need you to get back on that Chanel website and hook us up. Because we know that's your bag.
I need to make some extra money for that.
Huh? Ballin'.
Everybody's moving on to the Birkins. They're like, we don't want the Chanel, we want the
Chanel's
Birkins.
Timeless though. Come on.
Chanel is crazy. Like getting a Chanel bag is so big. Like minimum you're spending $6,000. Like, what do you mean? What are we talking about?
That's what
like, how do you, they would never turn down a Chanel.
Yeah, they need you.
Chanel's definitely
Chanel
top.
Jewelry, Chanel earrings, all this other stuff. The little
Chanel shoes, tennis shoes, slide.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's, I don't even like the little Birkenstocks, but I'll wear some Chanel ones.
I'll wear
some Louis ones.
What's your favorite bag you have right now?
Ooh, that's a good question. I have like this silver Prada that I love. It just like goes with everything. It's like, it's more like dressy.
Okay.
But I do have a Chanel, but it's not my favorite.
Okay.
I need more Chanel.
Well, all right. Well, look.
I need every color.
Go do what you got to do.
With the matching shoes.
Sarah, appreciate you always. It's always a good time.
So fun.
We got to make this happen very soon again.
I know. Let me know.
Sarah Hodges, ABC 7 in the Bay Area. Whatever. But that's still my girl. Appreciate you coming through. We gotta salute in our own way inside the NBA when we come back.
Okay.
We got to salute that. Jesse going to help me with that. And James Hammond going to be coming up at 3
James.
O'clock. ESPN 1320, D'Lo and KC. We'll be right back. All right, back here on D'Lo and KC on this Monday afternoon. Sacramento, California. Man, June already. Feels like it was just New Year's Day, and now it's June. Can't believe it. Jesse, on Saturday night, not only did we say goodbye.
Go home, New York. Go home, New York. Go. What was that?
All right, man.
The hell was that?
All right,
who was that?
What the hell are we talking about?
Nah, what the hell you we said Saturday about? Night.
That's what we doing?
Yeah, actually.
Yo, man, it's disrespectful. I'm going to tell you right now. That's straight up disrespectful, man. It's disrespectful. Anyway, we said goodbye to the New York Knicks. Yes, we did. But we also said goodbye to the NBA on TNT.
No. Okay, yeah,
well,
we did.
You see what I said, though?
Yeah, okay. Thank you. All right, go ahead. I'm not going to be the Grinch right now.
We said goodbye to the NBA on TNT. Now, a lot of people believe we said goodbye to Inside the NBA. Now.
Oh, I'm going to miss this show.
Okay. Now, this is why I brought it up. I'm glad you have this thought process. Do you think we're going to see the same Inside the NBA?
Yeah, for the most part. They let Pat McAfee cuss. I can only imagine, Charles can say what he wants.
One of the things is...
No, they might throw in a Stephen A. Smith from time to time, and I don't want to see that, but they're going to ESPN it, but... Like, you'll get, I don't think it's going to be so watered down. It's like, oh, no, what happened inside the NBA, blah, blah, blah.
See, I don't, one of the things that I've always thought about, and I've always been, you know, critical of I don't know who you want to talk about, ESPN or whoever, been critical of the situation is, like, they let those people on TNT, they let them talk. They let them do what they need to do out there and for however long they need to. And I've said that has been the issue with ESPN for a long time. ESPN don't let you do that. ESPN is by the book. We got to get out of here real quick because, you know, we've got to go pay the bills.
See, well, they let Pat McAfee, talk a little crazy. You think Inside the NBA has that?
They let him talk crazy, but they... He has a radio show, so that's why they let him talk for a long time. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, yeah, they threw that on at 9 o'clock on ESPN, though, TV.
But that's his radio show. He's not on NFL primetime being able – that's the bad example because they're on ESPN Plus. But an NFL countdown show zooming past the break and still saying what he has to do. It's not about the content. I think the content will be the same. The ability to get the content in the same way is something that I'm not sure is going to be the same. I hope it is, but I'm not sure.
It'll be an ESPN type show, but I don't think it's going to be, like I said, so watered down. Where it's going to be like, oh, no, like these guys, like you can't control Charles Barkley and stuff like that. Like that doesn't work, I don't think.
No.
There's a higher chance that Charles Barkley just gets fired mid-season rather than ESPN figures out a way to get him to chill out. I don't see them just completely watering this down.
I don't think they're going to water it. So my whole point
David
is,
J says no Ernie Johnson, not the same. Ernie Johnson will be there.
Yeah, Ernie Johnson's going to be there. But my thing isn't the content. Right now, so for instance, Inside the NBA works, in my opinion, because they come back from a game and they say, all right, we got a 5-minute segment right here. And, you know, then we got to go to commercial. And they get to 4 minutes into the segment and Kenny and all those guys are cooking. They're cooking and they're like we do, right? Like, we're supposed to break, but nah, we got to keep, this is cooking right now. We got to keep it going. And they let it go for 13 minutes. I don't think ESPN is going to let them go for 13 minutes. If it's a 5-minute segment, it don't matter if it's cooking or what, at 4:50, start wrapping this up, Ernie. We're going to start playing the music. And I think that's the concern. That's the problem.
Yeah, I guess that's where the ESPN aspect comes into it. Yeah, I can see that, but I'm not. I don't know. I don't think the show's going to be like this horrible thing where it's like, remember when Inside the NBA was on TNT and stuff like that. Like, I think it'll still be fine.
If they
like,
give him the
you'll
time,
you'll still get the laughs you need.
Yeah, if they give him the time, I think they'll cook.
And that's never a show where I've kind of gone to like, oh yeah, like I need basketball. And now I know sometimes I get into like stuff or whatever, but like, I don't know. I watch that show to laugh.
Yeah, it's
I think we'll still
great
get that.
Entertainment. I think, and we'll talk about this with Dame too. I don't want to say it just while he's not here. We'll talk about it. But I know he's tired of the show. I think the show's great. I think it's great. I think those four guys do a great job. Could they be better? Yes. Could there be more positivity with some of these guys? Yeah, sure, whatever. But I think they're entertaining. I do think Shaq, Charles, and Kenny are informative. They give you a perspective of guys who have been there. And I think one of the things that they do that we love from like the Club 520 podcast and sometimes with Gil's podcast and all this other stuff is they talk for real. They talk how these guys will speak in the locker rooms or speak about this guy. So the frustration that people have when Shaq gets on, you know, the big guys or they call Anthony Davis street clothes and all this other stuff, that's because that's what they would really do in that locker room. And people say that they want that type of access and that type of talk. But when they get it from guys who have lived it and been in those locker rooms and still have those discussions, they say that they're doing too much. I think sometimes they go, you know, it's not fair, you know, and they're a little out of touch with maybe some of the new generation on some things. But I like the show. I like what they bring to the table.
Yeah, I don't mind the show. It's entertaining to me. And like with that, I'm at the point where day and age, instead of complaining about it, like there's so much other content out there. Like if you want to catch an analysis on the Pacers and Knicks or insert whatever game, then you could find that. Like I don't need Chuck and I don't need Shaq or Kenny to be like these basketball savants or whatever. It's like, oh yeah, blah, blah, blah. Accent isn't always like, no, there's a reason why we love that show.
Yeah.
Like I don't think you need more out of it or less. Like, you can go elsewhere if not.
For sure, for sure. So one of the things I wanted to do is they had this great thread over the weekend where some random
Twitter. Oh, yeah, that was fire. I was looking through that.
He said, what's y'all's favorite at NBA on TNT moment? And the thread is crazy. If there was ever any doubt as to why people get so wrapped up and love this show, it's go through this thread.
Did you see the one where they had the basketball coach there or whatever? He's like, yeah, I train these kids, blah blah blah, and like, oh yeah, so I shoot with Kenny then.
So look, this is what we gonna do. I got a few of these bookmarked. Shout out to the YouTube. I think this will go well over the radio. I'm not trying to,
yeah, we'll
if,
be good
if it goes bad, you know, then you know, and it doesn't sound right or whatever, I'll stop it. But I think this is good. I just got a few of these moments that I saw, and this is just like,
yeah, we can run these.
This is just a few of them, but okay, let me pull it up. Let me pull up the screen. This is when Shaq really got mad at Chuck for interrupting him. Here he goes.
He want to take up the whole
no,
day.
You got 30 seconds.
I'm not saying nothing.
No, yes, you are.
I'm not. No,
Portland
not.
Has lost
I'm
six.
Not.
Portland
not.
Has lost six in a row in Denver, Shaq. How
you do that all the time.
Two?
It's supposed to be 1, 2, 3.
But no, but look, we've got time. No, we've got time.
Go back over there to ignore it all.
Jeez. Yeah, I this crew Shaq. I'm dealing with
Shaq,
here.
Shaq, I understand what you're saying. I understand.
Shaq is hot.
Why would you not let the guy have his
Chuck,
minute?
Chuck, I would
why do you have to, you have to make a point.
Disrespect me again like that.
Right. You had to make a point, yeah. And then you say,
then you're game.
And then you're
game.
And then you want to put an Atlanta Hawk.
That's the greatest center. That might be the greatest center ever.
If I put an Atlanta Hawk in the game, we know we're going to win. Yeah, my
what else you want to say? What else you want to say?
Talk to Noah. Yeah, we should have put 9 minutes. You're going to take up 8 minutes repeating your damn self. Mr. Sensitive. No, ain't no Mr. Sensitive. Hey. Do it again. I'm telling you right now.
Don't you want to weigh in on this
no,
game?
No, I don't want to weigh in. No.
Don't
do it.
Pull up the video full screen. I don't think the chatty house can hear it.
Oh, they can't hear it?
Yeah.
Oh, snap. My bad. My bad to the chatty house. So hold on. What they need. We'll figure this out.
Pull up the video full screen, maybe.
It was.
Like, okay. Expand it?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, we'll like Jack said, like, make the clip larger. I don't know.
Okay, we'll figure
let me
it
see,
out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, because some of these moments were were absolutely fantastic. They bodied this thread of all the great moments. of Inside the NBA. I love the show. I think the show was great. I hope it's still going to be great. Yeah, man. I'm a big fan of these guys. And I thought that Shaq added more than he got credit for. I thought he added a little bit more than he got credit for. Shaq was, oh, I think I found the issue, Jesse. My bad.
I got pulled up too. These ones have captions though, so we'll have to watch these as a family. I don't even know what they're about.
I feel like Shaq added, he added something. He did do a good job with what he brought to the table.
Shaq is fine. He just gets insecure sometimes.
He does.
Like, if you tell him, like, oh, Shaq, I think you're the ninth best player, he's going to get mad at you.
And he's going to get mad, and he probably has a right to be mad. Like, Shaq is one of the greatest of all time. He's absolutely one of the greatest of all time.
No, no, if I'm telling you you're top 10 all time and you get upset over that, like, relax, bro.
Well, I don't think he gets upset for being top 10 of all time.
Oh, I'm sure we could pull clips up where he does.
Hold on. I got one here. I got one here. We got some Shaq too. But here's Charles Barkley. He said he had two words for this game that was coming on. Here he goes.
Two words for you. Steve Nash and Chris Paul. Must see TV.
That's more than two words.
You didn't say two words, you said quick to the point.
You just said I got two words. Steve Nash and Chris Paul must see.
See, that's why I messed up, because I was trying to think of two words. I could have said that. Okay.
Two words.
Nash and Paul.
That's three words.
That's three words.
See, and Chuck's the best one, because it's just Chuck. Like, Chuck isn't even trying to be funny. This is Charles Barkley.
He said, I got two words for you, and said about 10 words. That was hilarious. Here's another good moment.
Now, there goes number 31 in this.
Hold on, my bad. This was a neato stat of the night. And this,
that doesn't matter, because tonight it's all about raising numbers to the rafters. Reggie Miller at Conseco Fieldhouse. There goes number 31. And this obviously is a feeling which some of you guys have felt before. Magic Johnson.
Oh, I already got the joke. I see it coming already.
Raised to the rafters.
I see it already.
It was 5 years ago tonight.
I see it already.
Charles Barkley saw 34 in Philadelphia.
It wasn't even his jersey. They had to make it. It wasn't even his jersey. Come on, man. Come on. Don't do that to Kenny. Don't do that to Kenny. I got one or two more, man. I gotta show you guys here, man. Hold on. What was this? Oh, well, all right. Well,
what do we got for this next one?
Huh?
We said, what do we got for this next one?
Well, Get the flag ready, Jesse. Just get the flag.
Oh, I got it in front of me. We're good.
Get the flag ready.
Around him, he's just banging and banging. Oh. And banging. When a guy's banging you, you spin off of him. Those are the worst defenders to play against, actually. Because if you can feel their body, come on. 18 points.
Around him, he stops. Then he just stops. Oh, man. Inside, for those of you guys who haven't seen it yet, go check out that thread. They got so many moments from Inside the NBA that these dudes are comedy, man. I really hope the show continues the way that it did on TNT on ESPN, but it's not going anywhere. Like Jesse said, the whole thought of goodbye to Inside the NBA, it's not going anywhere. It's just going to be a little different. So even if it is different, even if it's not the same, Jesse, I look at it where it's like, look, all right, if it's not the same, I'm just going to be happy that we got to experience what we did. We got one of the great shows of all time.
So I
got
to be the one to say we sent. We'll be okay that Inside the NBA is moving to ESPN as well. Like, I feel like we're too sentimental about this stuff sometimes. And I know I might be being the Grinch also, but it's like, it's okay.
TNT. So,
like, they left NBC once. They left TNT.
People were upset about that. You see how happy people are that it's going back to NBC. There's some sentimental value to the NBA on TNT. They've, as far as I can remember, they've been on TNT. That's where I've gone to watch my basketball.
It's fine, I guess. Like, yeah, like, same with me. But it's like also like, cool, they're going to NBC and stuff like that. It's like, oh, no, TNT.
TNT did a great job with the product.
Now I can only watch AEW. Like, I know it's tough, but.
AEW, I thought about you because AEW did come on after. It was A&D.
On Saturday, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know who started off the show?
No clue.
Your boy, Cesaro.
Oh, I think his name's Claudio now.
He started off the show. I said, Jesse, if he's sticking around, he's enjoying seeing Claudio.
No chance.
Start the show. But I get it. I understand both.
Like, the show's still there too. I don't know.
But if it's not the same, that's a problem. And TNT, they did the NBA right for the time that they had it. I mean, you had your doubleheaders, you had your pre and post game shows. Obviously, the greatest one with Inside the NBA. So you want to make sure.
Well, we had TNT execs too saying they didn't even need the NBA recently, right?
Yeah, and I mean, clearly those aren't the same guys who, you know, brought TNT over or kept them there for a long time. Just a bad move. Just an awful, awful strategic move. I don't think they ever wanted to get rid of the NBA. I thought they were trying to negotiate, and they said the wrong thing to the wrong Adam Silver. Then he was like, "Oh, you don't need us. All right, bet. We out of here." And, yeah, they hadn't been the same. Did you see that there was something I saw earlier where this guy was kind of tripping off the fact of the new NBA schedule? And let me see if I can find it, and I'll show it to you. So, well, Boston Radio Watch. Shout out Boston. Those are your people. Those are your people, Jesse. Shout out Boston.
It's not my people. Dilo's from the Connecticut area, not me.
He says,
shout out to the 209ers. That's my people, I guess.
He says, shout out to the 209ers. The tweet was, so the NBA's weekly schedule will look like this for the next 11 years. Monday, Peacock. Tuesday, NBC. Wednesday, ESPN. Thursday, Amazon. Friday, ESPN/Amazon. Saturday, ESPN/Amazon/ABC. Sunday, NBC nighttime /ESPN/ABC afternoons. Oversaturation. Sir, it's only one more game, one more day than they already do.
Yeah, it's just people to complain on social media.
Monday's the only day, and it depends on how you feel about NBA TV, because they have games on NBA TV on Mondays. It depends on how you feel about that. But literally, they have a game on all those other days.
You can complain about it, or you can just change the channel on that day. And this man chose to complain about it. Like, that's what it is.
And he really thought he was getting something off, too.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, yeah, I'm about to show how the NBA is. They're just doing too much.
It's like oversaturation, yeah, and they also just signed the biggest media deal of their lives. It's like, that's just social media. Like, I'm sure he got his clicks. Does he have a blue check mark?
No.
No? Oh, he's just doing it for the love of the game, then.
Let's see what it is. He's got 31,000 followers.
Like, Eric in the chat, I was like, oversaturated with what? Money? Fun? Like, what's the issue here?
Come on, man. Come on. Like, it's ridiculous. I'm excited to see.
So Kieran's already got a point, so it's already on damn near every day of the week. If you get to a certain point in the season, it's on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yeah,
he laid out that entire lineup.
It's just probably more consistently.
No, it's literally the same thing.
Yeah,
the only difference is Monday, and like I said, you decide on how you feel about Monday because NBA TV would have Monday night doubleheaders. But if you don't feel like NBA TV is national TV or everybody doesn't have it, then okay, they're adding one more day. They literally already had Tuesday. That's where Candace and all them would be on TNT. Wednesday was already there. Thursday was TNT. Friday was ESPN. Saturday was ABC. Sunday was ABC, and now they'll be adding a Sunday night game. It's the same damn thing, Boston Radio Watch.
Well, I'm not even going to fight. Like, yeah, Boston Radio's not my favorite, whatever.
Those are your people.
That's not, by the way. It's not.
Just saying, those are your
people. I'm a Celtics fan. I'm not a Boston Celtics fan.
You're a Boston.
I'm not from Boston, all right?
You're a City of Boston supporter. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I'm not even. I don't even support the city. I support the franchises.
No doubt. No doubt. Real quick, this will tie into maybe something that, you know, we'll talk about with James Ham. I know we'll talk about it with James Ham. But the Knicks season ended on Saturday. You got to do the, you know, the postmortem on the Knicks. Tibbs, do you think he's safe as next year's opening night head coach?
Yeah, I think. I was reading some stuff yesterday that says Leon Rose and those guys still like him, but the whole excerpt kind of ended. We don't know how James Dolan feels about him. Mm-hmm. Or not that he dislikes him or whatever. It's just that it's always up to the owner. But I don't think Tibbs did anything egregious this postseason. Like, if you wanted to see Mitchell Robinson get minutes, you did and all that. I get we want to, hey, play Landry Shamet. Why aren't you playing Landry Shamet and those other guys? But, again, it's Landry Shamet and other guys.
Landry Shamet, I wouldn't mind being on the Sacramento Kings, to be honest with you. But
Landry can get here once we're done filling out the rest of the roster. We'll worry about Landry after that.
But, I mean, I think Shamet provided something for this Knicks team when he was able to play. They started playing him, what, in game three? He did well. DeLon Wright did well. And the fact that Tibbs thought it was okay to go the entire postseason with these guys just never playing.
That's also, what else do you expect from Tom Thibodeau, though? Like, that's what he's been his entire career. He's not going to play their guys.
For sure, but it might be time to go. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying to people who think that, they might be like, yeah, it's time to go. Like, the way that you go about things isn't going to win us. It's not. We need somebody to get us over the hump. Somebody that can develop a bench, that believes in a bench and finds everything that we need as far as to have some sense of balance with the roster. You know, it's not saying that Brunson and those guys go to 20 minutes a night, but clearly they looked better in the three games when he started playing the bench a little bit more, and he only did that because of foul trouble.
You can move on from him, I guess, but I don't know. Like, I don't think not playing Landry Shamet till game three or whatever those guys was the reason why they lost and all that. Maybe they need another voice, but they are like a top heavy team and all, like Sekiran the Bagley and the Chadiel says. Like, it feels too easy to me, honestly, just firing the coach. Like, it feels like all right, we didn't make it, so just fire the coach. Like, I don't think Tibbs did anything to get fired.
I don't think he did either. I think he should be the opening night He should be the opening night.
It's like, who's going to take you over the hump then? Are you going to go for a Will Hardy type, or are you going to look at Mike Budenholzer, one of the guys that's been around?
You talk about Michael Malone. That's the name that a lot of
people. If it's a clear upgrade, I could see Mike Malone then.
I think.
I'm always willing to upgrade.
That should be something that happens if things get off to a slow start next year. I think Tibbs opening night should be the head coach of the New York Knicks. He's earned that. He got him to the conference finals, somewhere that team hasn't been in 25 years. You don't fire him the next, like, after the season.
Do you even look at that team? Do you just run it back?
Well, yeah, we can look at him. I mean, obviously there's Cat. And the stuff with Cat, that happened less than 30 minutes after the season was over.
That's just how it goes. Like, literally, the season ended. It's like, that's just usually they give a day. I guess.
They give a day. It feels like this was, they hadn't finished dapping up the Indiana Pacers, and that tweet came out. That was excessive.
I get it, too. Like, this is the way you play the media and all that. But just put the article out already if you got it. That's the way I see it. I get it, and you can, I guess, but just, I don't know.
Well, see, then there's that's the aspect of the media that I don't know. I I just don't know if that means.
Because, like, what?
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If the Knicks went to the finals and won it, are you just never going to put that out? That's all information that you have.
I'm not, we've talked about this before. I'm not a writer. I'm not a journalist. So I play a different role in the media, and I don't need to go with everything or anything that I hear. I don't have to. Maybe they have to. That's how they get paid. So I'm not going to talk crazy about it. That doesn't need to be out there.
I don't even hate that it's out there, but just more so, don't wait till it's over. Just put it out there when you got it. If it's a story, it's a story.
Maybe it is a story. I don't know. But that's just me. That's just me. I don't necessarily feel like everything that you hear needs to be put out into a publication.
I guess, but it's also.
And like, what?
It's also stuff we saw.
But it's also like, what are you putting that out there for? What are you putting that out there for? If you're a writer, are you
maybe the next front office let you know, hey, we're gonna be trying to move on from, kind of make it easier.
The only reason that you're trying to put that out, if you're,
by the way, yeah, these guys all, never mind.
what you think?
Nothing.
Oh, text me.
Well, I'm just saying, like, to act like these guys all work independently and sometimes they don't use each other to work trades
Yeah. For sure. But like I said, that goes to my point. Like, what are you putting that out there? Not necessarily as a writer, but the person that's trying to get that information out there. You're trying to get it out there to blame somebody for the loss. That's whack.
It is, but that's whack. That's just the game of the NBA as well.
That's whack.
I don't know.
And then you want me to buy into team. That's not what a team does. Like, if I'm Leon Rose and all these other guys, no, we're a family. You know, we got to get these guys on the same page and, you know, be a family out here. But when it goes bad, you throw somebody under the bus. That's not what I can't look at you. Don't ever come to me talking about family and all this other stuff again, because I see how you roll.
Well, see, it's like how they did Ben Simmons, Doc Rivers, or Joel Embiid. It just happens, I guess. It's not right, but I don't even necessarily hate the journalist part. I don't think they're doing that on their own.
They got to do, but you can't.
Like, that's info coming from inside.
But you can decide not to put that out there.
My issue is waiting till it's over. I'd rather just the story be out there if you have the story. But if it's a story, it's a story you have to put out there. Like, that's your job. Mm. Like, if the New York Knicks or whoever inside is telling me this, like, that's a story. That's not my fault that they're telling on each other.
Yeah,
it's dirty.
Well, not even
for the journalists. It's dirty for the Knicks or for whoever's talking about Cat. But, like, yeah, that's a story.
We'll talk about that, man. We got James Hamm coming up at 3. Hey, we got to get your boy, man. You brought him to the party.
Who?
You brought him to the party. We got to talk about your boy.
I have no clue who you're talking about.
It's my boy, too, but you brought him to the party. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. It's D-Lo and KC, ESPN 1320, Sacramento's number one sports station. D-Lo and KC here on ESPN 1320. James Hamm, he's going to be pulling up on us at 3 o'clock. We will dive right back into my epiphany of my thought that DeMontis Sabonis, you need to look to trade him. If you can, you should. I'll put it to you like that. If you can, you should. I'm not sure you can as easily as other people think you can. But if you can, you should. So there's that. Real quick, San Francisco Giants, big 4-game series getting started tonight against the San Diego Padres. Giants 3 games behind the Dodgers in the NL West. They had a up and down road trip. They won 2 out of 3 in Washington, got swept by the Tigers, then won 2 out of 3 against the Marlins. So
I'd imagine if I told you though that they're 3 games, if I told you back in February or whatever, the Giants would be 3 games behind the Dodgers on June 2nd, you'd be pretty happy, no?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'll take it, man. I think the bats went super cold on the road. So they're eventually gonna have to upgrade from that. Hopefully they can do that, you know, before the trade deadline. I don't have any real problems with the way the Giants season has gone so far. It's been a little bit of pleasant surprise. I want to see if they can help upgrade with that. So big 4-game series against the Padres. Then they've got the Braves for 3 over the weekend, all at home. So that's a good look. What's not a good look is the Athletics. I mean, these guys just went 0 for the road trip.
Yeah.
Back home today. I guess that's great. They just went 0 for the road trip.
Sounds about right. I know. Do we want to blame Sacramento for this?
Come on, man. And you know what? You know what? We've talked about it before.
Not even hate. It's just the A's haven't been good. Like, yeah.
We've talked about it before. And, hey, I'll use the same line that I always use. The game is the game. Vivek, Sacramento, they wanted to get involved in this whole thing. You got to play by the rules that the game has set for you. But what I mean is the A's are horrendous. Nobody would really want to go see the A's, right?
But that's what they tell me.
If the attendance goes down, it's looked at as an indictment on Sacramento because we don't want to go see this sorry-ass team. Whereas in Pittsburgh, if the team is sorry and nobody shows up, it's not looked at as an indictment on the city of Pittsburgh or their fans. It's just like, yeah, they stink. Why would anybody want to go see them? But if that same thing, that same school of thought is used here in Sacramento, it's an indictment on Sacramento. But that's what they signed up for.
We'll say that. Well, that's the thing. Like the Pirates were on a, now we'll do probably 6,000, 7,000 in a 35,000 seat stadium, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody tell anyone that Sacramento's been 2-10 and 14 while this team has been bad.
No.
I know it's 10. I know it's not a high number, but.
But with a sorry team. That's the whole point. Like, that's what we were talking about. Like, the team stinks. And it's not even our team. But we supposed to put up, and I thought they would. I'll tell you every time I was wrong. I thought they would put up 14,000 every single night.
See, but that, like, to have a sellout every night is not realistic.
That's true.
Looking at the MLB and all, it's just not. I feel like on average, for you to put in 10,000 on average, like this season, that's a legit stat or whatever for the A's, to put in 10,000 out of 14, given, like I said, the Pirates can be doing 7 or whatever. Like they're not doing 7 on average, but given they have 35,000 seats, you're only putting 10,000 there as well. Mm-hmm. Like that's not the same thing here.
Yeah, I agree. I just, like I said, I'm bringing it up, but I also. That's what they signed up for.
And the A's, I'm sorry, the A's losing is not anything new to Sacramento.
No.
Like, they've been running up L's for the last few seasons.
I thought they would be better than
this year. Yeah, maybe you thought it would be looking a little nicer because of Jacob Wilson, those guys. Like, shout out. But the A's losing is not something just new to Sacramento. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, oh, look at their record at home. Look what they just did on the road.
Yeah, they got away. Look, they got away from Sutter Health. They were in a major league ballpark. They had a major league clubhouse, and they got waxed. So maybe they should stop complaining about the home field and acting as if that's the issue and just start playing better baseball, because it doesn't matter if you're home or on the road. You're stinking up the joint. Do better.
I think with this is just tell the story that's just actually happening instead of just trying to get your clicks and blah, blah, blah.
We know that ain't going to happen. We know that ain't going to happen. Hey, before we get to James, your boy.
Yeah, you keep saying that. I have no clue who you're talking about. Like, I'm stuck. Maybe Paul Pierce said something crazy. That's just kind of just general answer for me. I don't know who you're talking about, though.
No, this your boy. Now, I'm pretty sure there's nothing going on here, but just in case, be ready to take it off the screen. I'm pretty sure.
All right, this is going to be fun.
All right. Well.
What is this?
It's your boy LeBron.
Oh,
he was talking about to J.J. Redick, and he proposed a new idea.
You got to give us a little time to prepare for it.
So, like, post-All-Star break, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, post-All-Star break is usually, like, 30 games left. So maybe, like, maybe 12 to 15 games left in a regular season. Yeah. Okay.
A month.
Yeah. Give us a month to prepare for it. Mm-hmm. Because it goes from 0 to 100. Mm-hmm. It goes from us to be able to body check.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no body check, no hand checking, no pushing a guy off their spot, right. no rerouting guys
right.
at all.
Right.
For 8-9 months, and then, or for six and a half, 7 months, and then
have at
2 months
it.
Straight, have at it.
Have at it.
Like straight up, just no holes barred, and you know, it's fun.
Yeah, I don't think either of us have a problem with it.
Yeah, we don't have a problem with it.
It's just a contrast.
It's just a contrast, you know, of not being able to get into that flow. So, yeah.
Grow a spine, Steve Nash. Stand up to him.
Get your boy.
Yeah, no, we're not doing that. Like,
so, like, post-All-Star break.
Shout out to the GOAT. That's the GOAT. Shout out.
What do you mean, shout out?
I said shout out to the GOAT.
The guy said he needs a month before the playoffs start.
Just making it known where I stand. Shout out to the GOAT. But. Like, no, it's a stupid idea. Like, I'm sorry, you're 40. Just go retire then at this point. And Steve, like, oh, yeah, like, Steve, no, you're his podcast partner. You can say, no, that's dumb, LeBron. Like, yeah, it's true. Like, some pushback might have worked in Brooklyn, maybe.
When I first saw that clip, I didn't know exactly where they were going to go because I saw that different than, like, the Titan with the one that has the title on it. There's like, yo, LeBron's bugging. And he goes, you know, it's an all-star break. Like 10, 12 games, something like that left. I'm thinking like a month. A month is good. A month off.
We could have used a month off before the 8-hour shows that Danny used to make us do just to get ready, I guess. But no. And I was going to be like, oh, yeah, well, he's going to retire in a year or two. So it's going to be a couple more years of these takes. No, I forget. Like, he's going to retire. More takes are going to be happening. More bad takes.
Come on, bro.
No, it's a horrible. It's.
That's your boy. That you brought him to the party. He said he need a month off before the playoffs.
Yeah, it's a bad take. It's a horrible take. I don't even know what to say. Like, that's just stupid. Like, I'm sorry. That's dumb. Like not. We got to teach LeBron how to pod. We got to teach him. Like, not every take.
Oh, no, he know how to pod. No, he podding.
Well, I guess because now it's working because we're talking about it. We're the losers now.
He podding. Absolutely podding.
Yeah, no. I don't even know if he believes this take.
Now, LeBron is my boy, too. I'm a big LeBron.
You believe he's the GOAT as well. Nice.
I haven't made a decision
yet. You need to jump over to this side because I feel like you don't want to say it because you don't want to hurt feelings. You don't want to hurt the Jordan fans.
I don't know,
the Jordaners. All right? You don't want to hurt the Jordan fans.
I got...
You believe LeBron's the GOAT. I know you do.
I don't know.
No, because it used to be Jordan was, and then you turned.
I haven't made a decision yet. He's got a hell of a resume. He's got the resume.
We don't have to get into it.
He has the resume if you didn't live through Michael Jordan. Once again, I was there. It got crazy.
Like I said, I don't want to get to it. I almost got into it with my uncle one time at a barbecue. He's so like, oh, 90s basketball this, 90s basketball that. It pisses me off.
I'm just saying, I was there for Mike.
I get it. So then say Mike's the GOAT right now.
It was different.
So then call him the GOAT right now then.
Who is?
Say Mike's the GOAT then.
Who's the GOAT?
Say Mike is the GOAT.
I haven't decided yet. He's the GOAT.
You've seen both careers already.
No, Mike is the GOAT because he's the standing champion, right? Like, he's standing there. What you would be asking me is to give LeBron his belt.
Yeah.
And I'm not there yet. I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. Somebody said LeBron going into his 23rd season, and they were like, and he's only got 4 championships to show for it? Ew.
Can't all be winners, I guess.
4 out of 23 they start. Oh, man. Shout out to LeBron. No, that's my guy, but that was crazy. That was insane. Come on, Bron.
Yeah, that's a bad take. He's podding, I guess. Like, whatever.
Don't do that, Bron. Don't do that. Before James comes in, want to finish the Knicks conversation real quick. Do you think they need to do anything to the roster? Because I think they should run it back. Maybe, you know, add little tweaks here and there for sure. But
I like the
team that they have.
Add around the edges. I'll say it every time I talk about him, I guess. So you guys all know it. Like, I'm not the biggest Cat fan, but he stepped up in the playoffs, I feel. If he figures out just how to not go rogue defensively, like, that'll help a lot. But I'm not going to sit here and tell you Cat was bad all postseason or whatever. Like, he stepped up, I feel. So, yeah, I'll run it back. But you add around the edges and... Like I said, you hope he's not playing free safety on defense as much. He's kind of bought into the program.
Yeah, they obviously need to do a little something with the bench.
Real quick, too, I started this. Will Z, on our side, says he thinks he talked himself into a Sabonis and Cat swap. While writing his article on it, says he's not happy with himself for it.
Mm.
Whatever, Will. You're with us.
Let's go ahead.
With me, at least.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.